They say a picture's worth a thousand words, but how about if that picture is one of the all-time best in National Football League history? Back in January 2008, Wisconsin State Journal photographer Steve Apps covered a Green Bay Packers divisional playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks at Lambeau Field. He took what became one of the most famous shots of Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Came at the end of the third quarter as the Packers were threatening to find the end zone. Favre appears to be all alone on the field, getting covered with snow and pointing toward the south end zone. And there's some drama to go along with the image. The Packers had started off 14-0. They wound up beating Seattle 42-20, going to their first NFC Championship game in a decade. Also, I believe Favre's final win at Lambeau as a member of the Packers. Last week, in honor of the NFL's 100th season, Apps' shot was named one of the top 100 photos in league history. Steve Apps joins us in the studio. Steve, thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, I set the scene there somewhat with this photo. Now, take us to where you're standing on the field and what you're seeing there.
Yeah, that game, what's most interesting about that game is that having covered, you know, myself and other Wisconsin photographers covered so many Packer games, it was just so different being because it's all of a sudden the snow started falling midway through the second quarter and it was just looking so different. And it's at one point it was snowing so hard you couldn't even we had to stop taking pictures because you couldn't see through your lenses anymore. And what made this picture interesting was that, you know, I guess the picture shows is Favre all by himself in a snowstorm. And just, you know, a lot of people ask exactly, you know, what was the situation? Why is he all by himself? Why is
it looks like it's posed. Like, you know, why does everybody get off the field for Favre?
Yeah, why is he pointing the other direction? And it comes down to something as simple as it was towards the end of the third quarter. And what it was 21 seconds left. I have this written down because like, it's sometimes hard to remember it. But Favre handed off to Brandon Jackson, if anybody can remember who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Who ran around the right end for a 10-yard gain to the Seattle 5-yard line, which is why as the clock was running out, Favre was not going to walk up to the line of scrimmage. So that's why he was all by himself. And I had noticed, normally I play like that. I photograph with a 400-millimeter lens, and I have a second camera around my neck with a 70-200. And he started, you know, Favre had started turning around to walk back to the other end zone. And I noticed that he was kind of excited. He was really giddy. And so I don't know why I did this because I usually don't, but I switched to my 70-200 millimeter lens, and which gave it a more wide look to it, and just started, you know, hit the motor drive. And he just did one of these, you know, all of a sudden he kind of jumped up a little bit and pointed for the first down and then continued to walk. And it was just so different because if I was using the other lens, the compression would have made the snow so much thicker that maybe you would have even seen him in the snowstorm. So by switching to a, you know, different lens made the picture better.
Now you take, I imagine, during the course of the game, what, hundreds, thousands of pictures?
Thousands of photos.
Okay, you're taking this one. Did you think then, as you're taking this picture, that this is going to be a good one?
You know, look, going back when we're editing these things, this is, you know, it's a late afternoon game. I have to edit on deadline. And so I edit quick. I mean, I just go back and do, you know, picture, 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 picture. I only look at the pictures for, you know, half a second. And I did not send this one that night, you know, as a selection for the next day's newspaper. And I went back and I always go back and look at my pictures the day after because I always miss something because I edit too quickly. And then I looked at that and I go, wow, this is really different. And then it really started to grow on me.
Now, here we are years later and the NFL says, yeah, not just a good picture, one of the best 100 pictures in NFL history. What's that like to hear that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. But this picture also at the time, it was awarded the picture of the year back in 2008. Mm-hmm. It was called the Dave Boss Award of Excellence, which was kind of fun because it was when you were selected as a picture of the year, they give you a trip to Canton, Ohio during the induction ceremony. So for 3 days, I had VIP treatment in Canton, Ohio, the same weekend as the people being inducted. So I always joke about that my picture got to the Hall of Fame before Brett Favre did. And it was kind of fun because it's a huge event and people take that very seriously. And it was fun.
What makes for a great sports photo? It isn't just the visual. It seems like the good ones, and looking at these 100, including yours, there's a story in them.
Yeah, so sports photography is broken down into pretty much two categories. There's action and feature. And this would be considered a feature picture, being that the action's pretty obvious. It's some, you know,
You're throwing the ball, you're catching the ball.
It's just some, you know, somebody flying through the air, and there's, and those are pretty hard to get, but features are different. That's open to interpretation, being that there's just, you know, something that looks different. And this picture was something that looked very different than, you know, most photographs.
And there's 100 here, and I noticed flipping through, the Packers are heavily represented. And you were telling me before we came on the air, there's some other great Wisconsin photographers you might want to give a shout-out
to.
Yeah,
there's you know, the Beaver family. Vernon Beaver was the original Packer photographer. He was represented. His sons, John Beaver, who went on to a great career with Sports Illustrated, is represented. Jim Beaver, who was a longtime Packer photographer, is represented. Andy Manis, freelancer from Madison, who works for AP, is represented. Mike Romer and Maury Gash are also represented in this series of pictures.
Is there something about the setting, Lambeau Field, that just makes it, I don't know, makes for a better picture, makes it more fun to take pictures there?
You know, it's, I still work for the State Journal, but when I cover the Packers, you know, home and on the road, for 12 years, I covered every Packer game. So I covered 200 in a row. I've been to every stadium in the NFL. Lambeau Field is by far the best stadium to work in. The best stadium has the best fans, and visually, it's the most appealing. And so it's just, it's a great place. The light is beautiful certain times of year.
Do you have advice for people trying to take their own sports photos? I'll never be good at it, but for those who there's hope for, what would you tell them? A quick nutshell lesson.
Yeah, it's the best thing to do with sports. It's, if you look at all those pictures, you got to keep them clean. Watch your background is what makes a photograph like the Favre picture. If you look around the background, there's nothing distracting, taking away from the subject matter. If you look at all the other photographs and that they're represented, they're clean pictures. You could stand back from your computer and look at those photographs from 4 feet away, and you could still understand the photographs because they're clean and they just pop out at you.
Do you ever go through your archives and say, oh, I was too quick to edit that one out, and find a hidden gem that you wish you'd sent to the paper that Sunday?
You know, I just started, you know, back in the first Super Bowl I covered for the State Journal was back in 1998 when the Packers were in San Diego. And I had all those negatives, and I did a very quick edit that night. And then their negatives, I just never looked at them again. I just recently scanned them all.
Wow.
And so I'm going back and looking at something like 700 photographs, which is a lot for film, but not a lot, you know,
for
nowadays.
Digital, yeah.
But I was looking at some of these photographs for the first time, and it's like, wow, I couldn't believe it, you know, I have these pictures. And I'm just starting to edit them. So
there might be a book there. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Steve Apps, photographer with Wisconsin State Journal, taker of one of the top 100 pictures in NFL history, according to the league, a snow globe picture of Brett Favre on the field.